meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 39. Clear skies overnight with a low around 22. Warmer on Tuesday, sunny with our high 48. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy and 33 over Tuesday night. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine with a high of 54 Wednesday and cloudy and 39 throughout Wednesday night. And rain Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. Pawnee County District Judge Bruce Gatterman sentenced Rachel Renee Perez, 52, of Larned, to 16 months in prison for her role in helping John Freeman Colt escape from the Larned State Hospital. Colt was being held in the sexual predator treatment program on the hospital's campus when he fled on June 30th of 2021. On August 17th of this year, Perez pleaded no contest to three felonies. One person died in an accident just before 2:30 in the morning Friday in Wilson County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2006 Mazda 3 driven by Andrew Daniel Brown, 18, of Fredonia, was southbound on New Albany Road, 1/2 mile south of New Albany. The driver failed to negotiate the curve. The car traveled off the road to the south, struck the ditch, then went airborne, hitting a tree and rolled on its top. A passenger in the car, identified as Jaron Levi Yarnell, 19, of Erie, was pronounced dead at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
A Kansas woman was sentenced to prison after embezzling thousands of dollars through her work. On Thursday, Michelle King, 41, of Wichita, was sentenced to 38 months in prison with 24 months post-release supervision. That's according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. In November, King pled guilty to one count of theft. She was employed as an accountant for a property management company in Wichita from August of 2020 to May of 2022. During that time, she embezzled over $163,600 from five different accounts at the business. King was previously convicted of embezzlement from a prior employer and, as part of this case, admitted she was liable to a more recent third employer owing them over $36,000. Law enforcement authorities investigating a deadly shooting at a home in Kansas City have identified the victim as 14-year-old Daydrean Alvarez. Just after 7 p.m. Friday, police responded to the report of a shooting at a home near St. John and White Avenue in Kansas City. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Call. One person was found dead after an explosion at a home in Hastings on Sunday. Hastings Public Information Manager Troy Herman said crews were dispatched to 618 South Boston Avenue for a reported explosion around 3:17 in the morning. Hastings police said upon arrival on the scene, there was a secondary explosion that occurred within the home. The house collapsed and was destroyed due to the explosions. And based on initial investigations, it was determined that the explosions were caused by a destructive device. A North Platte man has been arrested following a shooting on Thursday morning. Cage Anthony, 20, was arrested for discharging a firearm at a person, building, or vehicle, possession of a stolen firearm, and use of a firearm during the commission of a felony. According to North Platte Police, around 10:30 Thursday morning, officers responded to the report of gunshots in the 700 block of West 8th Street. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted unanimously to terminate the contract with Nordis Motors for purchase of a property on Broadway in Marysville, which was considered as an alternate site for a new jail. The contract was contingent upon approval of funding for construction, which was turned down for a second time by voters at the November election. That ballot initiative called for a half-cent 10-year sales tax, and commissioners had opted to locate the facility at an original site planned east of Marysville, which is owned by the county, after considering demolition and other costs involved with the downtown location. Register of Deeds Ruth Martin expressed concerns with how historic records are scanned and indexed. She feels putting the information online creates an increased chance of fraud, as well as additional cost for a larger server to hold the information. Washington County Commissioners considered pay increases at last week's meeting, with discussion and agreement that the sanitarian position will receive a 3% increase, all other county full and part-time employees a 5% increase on base pay, effective December 31st. Nemaha County Administrator reported that he had spoken with Ag Partners Cooperative, who stressed the need for a county plan to leverage grant funding at the state level for high-speed internet access and for additional child care options. Housing was also discussed. The Nemaha County STEP Foundation indicated they did not have adequate funding to assist with the request for mid-range housing in Nemaha County. $1.5 million in grant funding has been awarded North Central Regional Planning Commission from the U.S. Department of Transportation Safe Streets and Roads for All program. Funding will allow the North Central Regional Planning Commission to work with its 8 participating counties, including Marshall, Washington, Clay, Cloud, Lincoln, Mitchell, Ottawa, and Republic, to engage relevant stakeholders in community conversations and recommended safety enhancements to improve traffic safety and reduce injury-causing crashes and fatalities. Those 8 participating counties have a fatality rate higher than the national average due to multiple issues, including aging infrastructure, roadways that no longer accommodate larger farm equipment now being used, heavier truck traffic, and a higher number of younger and older drivers. Axtell Community Grocery has been awarded $300,000 in zero-interest funding through the USDA Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program, that grant facilitated by Blue Valley Technologies. The store opened its doors earlier this year. The program is a competitive national program that critiques applications on a variety of factors, including job creation and retention, sustainability and economic impact of a community, as well as personal investment. The zero-interest loan was backed by the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. City of Beatrice continues planning for a new solid waste landfill with construction likely this next year southwest of Beatrice. Design options are underway with consideration for engineering services and state approval that could allow bids late this next summer into fall, with a 2025 opening projected. A location south of the current facility is adjacent to a construction and demolition waste site and could serve the community upwards of the next 70 years. Recent conversations with the City of Odell could include additional rural customers. Robert Bobby Smith, age 26, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Christian Church in Humboldt. Burial in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation, Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8. At the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Bobby Smith. Richard Dick Mick, age 76, of Wymore, passed away December 13th. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 7. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Richard Dick Mick.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and mostly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and mid 40s. Some rain showers are possible on Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and rain may continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Some rain early Friday, then sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then mostly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers possible on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 69, the average low 22, and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening at 5:06. Widespread half to an inch of rain Friday across the region. We settled in for about an inch here at studios in Marysville.
Your tongue is one of the most important muscles in your body. Does exercising it make a lick of sense? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 18th, the 352nd day of the year. Baseball legend Ty Cobb and actress Betty Grable were both born on this day. You may know of elderly people who develop swallowing problems later in life. Most of the time, that's due to loss of strength in the tongue muscles, which are used to push food toward the esophagus. But it turns out there are things you can do to maintain tongue strength and prevent those issues down the road. Those who specialize in tongue health say the simple exercises like pushing against your cheek or a tongue depressor can give those muscles a good workout. And general fitness routines, which improve respiration, also seem to provide benefits to tongue health. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as last year's ornaments are 50% off. This holiday season, shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas City Chiefs avoided their third straight loss on Sunday afternoon with a 27-17 win at the New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The 9-5 Chiefs will be back home at Arrowhead on Christmas Day for an AFC West showdown hosting the Las Vegas Raiders December 25th at noon. The Kansas Jayhawks survived an upset on Saturday over Indiana in Assembly Hall, as that marked KU's first win in Bloomington in four tries as Kansas held on 75-71. KU is now 10-1 on the season and have Yale next in Allen Fieldhouse on December 22nd with tip-off at 7 p.m. Kansas State men's basketball couldn't extend its five-game win streak to six on Sunday afternoon, falling to Nebraska 62-46 at Bramlage Coliseum. The Wildcats are now 8-3 on the season and will host Wichita State for the Wildcat Classic at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City Thursday night at 7:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
Welcome to the Lego Masters Celebrity Holiday Spectacular.
Fox tonight. Celebrity guest builders Marshawn Lynch, Kelly Osbourne, Rob Riggle, and Mimi Leach team up with Lego Masters legends.
We over here bricked up. You feel me?
For the most holly, jolly holiday building competition yet.
Unwrap this!
The Lego Masters Celebrity Holiday Spectacular two-night event.
Tonight beginning at 7. Then it's your news, your talk, with Fox Kansas News at 9.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Wichita State escaped with a 69-68 win over Southern Illinois behind a game-saving block as time expired Saturday night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Wichita State, who is now 8-3 on the season, snapped a two-game losing streak and won its 10th straight over the Salukis. Wichita State heads to Kansas City for the first of two straight games at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The Shockers face Kansas State on December 21st at 7:30 p.m. Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo promised to put a more competitive product on the field as the head man in the Royals front office. According to MLB.com's Mike Feinsign, the Royals have finalized a two-year contract with right fielder Hunter Renfro with an opt-out after 2024. Renfro is well-traveled, having spent four seasons with the San Diego Padres, Tampa Bay Rays, Boston Red Sox, and Milwaukee Brewers. The 31-year-old has 177 career home runs spanning his eight seasons, including 20 last year. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Chapman 43-37, Concordia over Abilene 53-31, Wamego down Clay Center 50-38. Hanover girls beat Onega 66-27, Valley Heights over Donovan West 57-48. Axtell girls took Rock Hills 32-26. Washington County fell to Centralia 52-18, while Diller Odell beat Lewiston 59-15. In boys' play, Marysville over Chapman 52-45. Abilene slipped past Concordia 54-50. Clay Center topped Wamego 52-40. Hanover boys ran past Onega 80-28. Valley Heights over Donovan West 49-24. Axtell boys beat Rock Hill 68-31. And Washington County fell to Centralia 54-42. Diller Odell beat Lewiston 37-29. Marysville boys wrestling team placed fourth in the Abilene Invitational Saturday. Runner-up finish to Bussman, Wilson, and Slupionic. Lossenberg was third and Faith fourth place.
Ease into the hectic holiday season with a bit of aromatherapy. The fragrances of plant-derived essential oils have long been used to improve the health and balance of our mind, body, and spirit. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost your energy and increase your focus with peppermint. You'll find it also helps relieve headaches and indigestion. Freshen your home with the scent of grapefruit. Perfect solution when unexpected guests drop by for a visit. You may also find that grapefruit, along with your company, help lighten your mood. Use eucalyptus essential oil in the fight against colds and flu this winter. Just place a few drops into a diffuser placed on your desk at work, in your bedroom, or family room. End your day with relaxing lavender. It helps reduce anxiety, relieve headaches, and improve your sleep. It's the perfect solution or gift for those suffering from tense or aching muscles and winter chills. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Laura Ziegler came to Fort Smith, Arkansas from Vermont. She was only in this city for about a decade, then moved to Missouri and vanished. However, the thriving business she built still remains. Well, at least the building does. And her infamous stories certainly abound as well on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
If you turn back the clock over a century, the place where Carolyn Joyce's office and headquarters of the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau now stand were a far different place.
Laura Ziegler came from Vermont back in the late 1800s. This area was known as the Row. She first worked at the Bordello at 215 First Street in the next block.
But Laura Ziegler was an enterprising woman, intent on capturing more of the profit to be made from the gentleman customers.
Within a couple of years, she bought this land for $600. She borrowed $3,000 from a local banker, and she built the building and opened it as a bordello in 1903. This came to be known as the Queen of the Row, the grandest bordello in the West.
She hired girls that elevated her business to that premier status along the Row here in Fort Smith. It was a lucrative business for her until she sold in 1911.
There had been a fire the previous year that took out a couple of the bordellos and damaged three of the others. So after that, townsfolk were talking about, let's get rid of that bunch down there on the other side of the tracks.
Laura decided to sell while the price for her business was still high and before more proper residents dropped the hammer on the bordellos. The buyer was Bertha Gale, one of her working girls.
So for a period of time, Laura was in Missouri. We know that because that's where Bertha was mailing her payments. But once that stopped, we have not been able to locate where Laura went once she left Missouri.
Perhaps she changed her name and her occupation and began a new life. No one knows for sure, but her legacy lives on through the restored building, which houses the city's CBB. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home hopes everyone enjoys the sights and sounds of the holiday season with loved ones and friends. Remember the reason for the season and have a blessed and merry Christmas from the friendly staff at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Snow and ice can be an issue for livestock that are out grazing for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Many producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and icy conditions can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
A heavy, wet snow is harder to dig through than dry fluff. If it drifts or sits around and compresses or forms a crust, they'll have issues with that as well. He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. Once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchase. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service, think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
KNDY.
Remembering the economic aspect of farming sustainably. Next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. One of the ways Webster defines the word sustainable is of, relating to, or being a method of harvesting or using a resource so that the resource is not depleted or permanently damaged. It's a word used a lot these days when talking about agriculture. It was also the topic of a recent Farm Foundation forum. University of Arkansas Ag Econ Assistant Professor Trey Malone moderated the event.
We all want to be able to leave our kids and grandkids a planet that they can live on sustainably and happily. And regardless of where we're sitting across the aisle, across the planet, we are looking for those opportunities to create a more powerful, more exciting future for our kids and grandkids.
Malone went to a recent event in Paris that focused on outcome-based approaches to sustainability. What struck him most was the emphasis on the economic viability of sustainable agriculture.
You know, for as much as we discuss the importance of sustainability, it is not abundantly clear to consumers and other stakeholders that profitability is a part of this conversation.
I'll feature comments from panelists at this Farm Foundation Forum all this week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
Good Monday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network News update. Today is the 18th day of December as we are 1 week away from the Christmas holiday. And of course, at this time of year, lots of travel happens to happen throughout the country. Lots of people hitting the roads trying to avoid the weather, but also lots of gas and oil usage happening throughout this time. And as well as we finish up another quarter throughout the year, we take a look back at the markets and kind of the usage throughout the year of 2023. But really, it's been an uncertain year as we talked with Warren Martin from Kansas Strong. And he says everybody's a little bit unsure as to what's going on.
A lot of people in the industry, a lot of people that are specialists in following the price, they're kind of confused by what's going on in the oil market right now, because you got some pretty standard historical markers that when they happen, you know what's going to happen, and those things aren't happening. And so we do got several things that are taking place right now. One, oil is a global market. You have to keep that in mind. The price is always set by a global market. Yep. It's always set by what's going on throughout the entire world, not just here in the United States.
Sure.
Two, it always comes down to supply and demand. How much oil is there? How many people are using it? Yep. It always comes down to those two things. Those are pretty standard.
Warren Martin again from Kansas Strong. He also went on to say there was other factors leading to those numbers this year.
Then you start impacting that. And right now, one of the big impacts on that was COVID. COVID brought down our supply. It forced a lot of companies out of business. It forced a lot of wells to be shut in. And then as we came back, consumption began to rise. People began to go out and produce. They began to produce that oil, and it started coming back up. That production was catching up. The price started coming down, and then you had OPEC Plus that stepped in. OPEC Plus stepped in. That's 14 nations led by Saudi Arabia. They did some voluntary cuts, start out with 1 million barrels a day, then they continued it.
Once more from Kansas Strong, that was Warren Martin with that recent update. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
12 Days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP, STK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230, sale price 53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale, expires 12.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Snow and ice can be an issue for grazing livestock. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and ice can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Knowing how to handle wintry conditions is critical for success. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. Once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Good midday market updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Sam Speck. Good afternoon. Still kind of a mixed day throughout, especially in the livestock. We'll have that in just a moment. Looking in the grains right now, month of March is down 6 cents at 477 per bushel. May down 5 3/4 at 489.5. Looking at Kansas City wheat for the month of March into next year, still trending downwards in the further months as well. Down 7 1/2 for March at 635 1/4. May currently down 7 1/4 at 640 1/4. Looking now into the soybeans, January still trending up. Upwards of 6 1/2 at 13.22 1/4. And for the month of March, currently sitting at 13.36. That is up 4 1/2. Looking at the soy meal, January meal up 6.50, currently at 4.12.10. Month of March up right now 3.10 at 3.99.70. Still in the green for the soybean oil as well. January currently sitting at 50.66. That's up 67 cents on the day. And March currently trading up 63 cents at $50.78. Just a brief look through the livestock is live cattle for December up $1.02 at 169.25. February up 92 cents. At 170.27, and later months trending upward into the $1 range. Feeder cattle's up 3.40 currently for the month of January at 2.24, and looking at March up 3.42 at 2.25.60. The lean hogs really the only red that we see throughout the meats and dairy today. February hogs currently down 50 at 71.40. April also trending downwards, down 32 cents at 78.30. A look now into the energy markets. Crude oil for the month of January is up $1.85 at 73.28. February's up 180 at 73.58. Unleaded gas today up a nickel at 218 for the month of January. February up 4 cents at 219. Heating oil right now also in the green up 7 cents at 269 and up 7 for the month of February at 266. Looking at the dollar index for today, somewhat unchanged, currently sitting at 102.55 for the month of December. A little bit in the red though into next year as we see March currently down at 102.14. With your latest market update, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Producers have many things to worry about in the winter months, one of them being cold stress for their cattle. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff shares information about cold stress in cattle. He begins by explaining what it is.
Cold stress happens every year, and it's always a concern, right? If you're a spring calving herd, early in the year, we have some concerns with our newborn baby calves, but also some of these big cold stress events that I'll say that, you know, we have a big drop in temperature, we have increase in wind speeds. That can also cause some production problems and some drop in production for some of our growing animals.
Tarpoff discusses what contributes to cold stress and how people can protect their livestock from its dangers.
It's not just about the temperature. We got to think about wind speed. We got to think about the temperature, the moisture, all of these things kind of play into a key role that all of those things impact our animals. We can't control the weather, but how do we modify the environment to increase cattle comfort during these events? My first and foremost is bedding. Whether it's wheat straw, whether it's corn stalks, you know, we can use as bedding. It provides a thermal layer to the ground where animals have a comfortable area to be able to lay down, bed up. They're protected from that frozen ground, and it gives them a nice area to get out of the wind, get out of some of those elements. We bed feedlot cattle during the winter months and during those really nasty cold times, okay? So, yes, it's an expense to be able to put it out, but it does pay off in the end. For our newborn baby calves, they're being born into a very cold environment. So we want to have them in a protected area, hopefully with a windbreak.
He lists what producers should have so they can identify if their animal is experiencing cold stress.
The behavioral changes, especially for a newborn, I don't trust, okay? That's where having a thermometer, using a rectal thermometer and actually seeing what the internal temperature is the best indicator. So my recommendation for cow-calf operators, carry a thermometer in their calving kit, because if they have a hypothermic calf, it's a quick, easy test and say, hey, this calf needs a little extra help. Normal body temperature for a newborn baby calf should be 101 to 102-ish degrees Fahrenheit. Now, if it drops below 100, that's already in mild hypothermia or low body temperature. Intervention, drying them off, putting them on the floorboard of your pickup with the defrost so they can get some, warm, dry air circulating around them. However you do that, but anything below 100 degrees Fahrenheit, they can use a little extra bump.
That was Kansas State University Extension Beef Veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on how to prevent cold stress and manage cattle during times of it. K-State's MesaNet has a tool available where producers can see current and predicted cold conditions for their livestock. Find it at www.mesonet.ksu.edu. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.